Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning into us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So welcome to our first tasting note of season two. If you are new to tasting notes, what we like to do between seasons is read some of your reactions to some of our most popular shows. And I'm here for all of these reactions.
Yes.
So last season, a lot of our reactions came from some of our newer episodes within the season, but this season they're pretty spread out. So I am pretty excited about reading some of y'all comments because y'all are funny.
They are. Like, I was sitting there looking through them and I was like, oh Lord, this is going to be fun.
Yeah. Y'all are funny on the gram. So I appreciate all of y'all guys for leaving us comments. But so our tasting note episodes, like I said, if you're new to this, they're not full length episodes. They're definitely shorter because we just want to kind of, you know, talk a little bit about your reactions and
We don't want to give y'all a whole new episode for y'all to listen to.
No.
Just a little tease, this is just a little snippet.
Just a little bit to hold you over. Just to hold you over.
Hence called tasting note.
Until season three comes around.
Just a little taste.
So today we are actually talking about episode 222, which was Fighting for Our Lives. And during this episode, we talked about advocating for ourselves and our health. And we talked a lot about standing up to doctors and other medical professionals. Yes, pretty much speaking up. And we dropped a couple of resources in the show notes, so make sure that you check them out. But one of the things that we talked about on the gram was that doctors listen to their patients for an average of 11 seconds before interrupting them. And y'all had a lot of things to say about this.
I mean, other than it's obviously true, because it was like, obviously the overwhelming answer is yes.
Yeah, so y'all had a lot of comments. So, and you guys also shared a lot of your experiences, which we definitely appreciate, because we do like hearing, you know, from you guys and how what we talk about, how you experience what we talk about. So, Be La Joyful. There we go. Because I was like, I know her, so I was trying to remember how to say it. She said that she thinks that she's lucky that her dad has anywhere from 13 to 15 doctors and one specialist that oversees everything, and that luckily she's never been rushed. Both of her parents actually had COVID. And when they did, the doctors called her daily with reports, answering all of her questions. And the only time she ever felt rushed was in the ER. But other than that, she experienced quality in her care and in her parents' care, which is amazing. And
that is
outside of the norm for a lot of folks.
That is outside the norm. And I think that it's sad. Like, I think the overwhelming thing that we talked about even during the episode was it's sad that these are exceptions. But like we talked about how we had good, like our good experiences or things like that shouldn't be the exception to the rule, but they are. So yes, it is very beautiful.
Yeah. Barlow Wine Club said for some reason she always gets emotional and fragile when talking to doctors, like on the verge of tears. Girl, you're not the only one. And actually somebody else replied to that comment and said it's totally common, it's very easy to get overwhelmed. And she actually gave some good tips. The mama coach dot Hannah said write down your questions, practice them ahead of time, check mark each of them as they're discussed, force yourself to go back at the end and summarize each statement. So for example, quote, you said blank and blank. The next thing we're going to try is blank. I should hear from you by blank date. Like, I think that's amazing advice.
It really is. And so you want to know why I love that advice so much? That's what I do with my mom going to my doctor's appointments. And I know as a grown ass woman, I still call my mom when I'm sick or something. And I'm like, okay, like I'm going to the doctor. Okay. So like, and I go over everything in my head and she's like, make sure you say this. Oh no, you said it's been 2 days. Mm-mm, it's been four. It's like, you know, she's like, no, let them know that this is not like, she's like, mm-mm, past 3 days. No, it's beyond that. Make sure you say this. Are you in pain?
Because that's what moms do, right?
Like she runs down a list of, are you in pain? How long have you been in pain? No, you ain't in a little bit of pain. You're in a lot of pain. It's like, okay.
On the scale, you are on the 9 scale. You're not a 5. You're
like,
not a 5.
She's like, you're not okay. Because if you wouldn't be going to the doctor if you were okay. So let them know I'm not okay. But my mom was very big at advocating and telling me like, that's how I'm okay with, that's how I got over my nervousness, because I've had that dismissive. Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh. You have to advocate for yourself. I mean, this was, so one of the comments we got, organizing with intentions, they said that one, the stat that is just 11 seconds was truly alarming, but also she dislikes when you're talking to your healthcare provider and they're not making eye contact. Like, I know you have a lot of patients, but can you take 5 minutes to actively listen to me? And I think that's a lot of the issue that comes with dealing with, you know, our medical folks, is that, you know, we understand, we get that, you know, we get that they have a lot of patients, but the same way we're in relationships where you're hearing me, but you're not listening. I need you to actively listen to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Right now.
That's what I was just like, you can tell when a doctor really is not listening or just moving and checking off boxes and tasks, and you feel it immediately. You're just like, you really ain't. I could have said, you know, and you know, my toe also fell off too.
And there's ants crawling out my ass.
And y'all just like, and they're okay, yeah, yeah. It's like, really? So, no, you know,
like
what?
That didn't alarm you?
Is
that normal?
Like, so one of the comments that I liked, and I actually will say that I agree with, is O'Real Perkins said, not nurse practitioners. She's like, she just has to plug it. And I do agree and appreciate that. A lot of people did agree with that and say that a major piece of nursing is that care. And I actually
she said that.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
She followed up in one of her comments. Yeah, she said that's what we're taught. We are taught that caring is the essence of nursing. We don't lose that when we get the additional education. We also treat the whole patient and not the problem. And hates that those are even statistics.
But that's true. Like, I actually I've only seen a nurse practitioner like maybe a handful of times. But every time that I've seen a nurse practitioner, it's been like a complete different experience. Like, they've been like, absolutely there. Okay. Yes, absolutely. Like, I feel like if I went back to them today, they would know what I spoke about a year ago.
When I had my whole experience where I had to go to the doctor, it was by a nurse practitioner. Like, she was the one who saw me because I couldn't get into the doctor. So she was the one who saw me and I needed like help immediately.
Yeah, she was like, I need help. And
and she was the one who saw me, and she was so like patient. And I definitely, it's a funny situation, but I don't want to get into it. But I did not feel judged. I'll just say that I had, as a woman, we sometimes wax. I had an ingrown hair. It wasn't in a fun place, and it was a lot.
It took a lot to get that fixed, but it finally got fixed.
But it was a nurse
practitioner. Another side effect of pregnancy.
Yes, this would, I can't get waxed anymore because of it. I can't stand it.
But no, but on that point about nurse practitioners, I think that one piece that stuck out for me, and I never even thought of it, is a lot of times we don't like to see people who are not MD doctors. And I think that that also is another thing that does need to change because of the things that we've been speaking about.
So this comment I thought was so fitting because it speaks not only to the experiences that mothers have at the doctors, but also the experience that women have at the doctors, because the whole episode was about advocating for yourself. So Bianca Romero Coy is what I'm going to go with, said one time she had called her doctor about extreme exhaustion that she was experiencing. She was sleeping 18 to 20 hours a day for a week and still wanted to sleep more. She said her doctor cut her off with this quote, "Remember, you have a 4-year-old and you're probably chasing him around. You're probably just tired because you're a mom." And so she was like, one, as if she had forgotten that she had a child, like that wasn't what was making her tired. And then two, she actually has 2 children, not just one. We were both past the up all night baby stage. And so that obviously couldn't be it. And then three, any rational person would know that no matter how many children you have, after 18 straight hours of sleep, you'd probably be good to go. And she said she hung up and never went back to that doctor. And that's the kind of shit they were talking about. Like, the doctor just dismissed her because she's a mom and, oh, you're just tired because
it's like, you're, mom. Like, you're tired because you're tired a mom.
As a mom. Like that, yes, that is a thing of parenthood, but that's not like the only reason why you can be tired.
Exactly. And the thing is so I follow a lot of doctors on like YouTube and IG, and like the reasons that I like them and follow them are because they talk about this holistic overall. No. I listen. You should be listening to them. It's not just the first like, okay, well, obviously you have a child. Well, what else is there? Because you wouldn't be coming in to say I'm tired because I have a child. What the fuck? Like, oh, really? But just the fact that we're dismissed, and it matters to just know, have them look. I know what my life is. Like when a doctor asks you, what do you think? Or what is it that you're concerned about? It lets you know that they're like, okay, I could tell you a list of things about you, but I don't know you that well. So you tell me why you're coming here. If I'm coming there for sleep, like that's what I'm coming there because I'm still tired when I'm not sleeping.
I'm sleeping too much. I should be sleeping.
If they would have said, do you think you're depressed? I would have been like, okay, well, let's start there. You know,
at least you're offering me something. You're not just saying I'm a mom. Yeah.
I'm chasing a child.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I'm glad that she never went back to that doctor.
See, those are the times when I wish that we like knew that you can complain, or you can file complaints. That's a complaint.
Yeah, and we didn't touch on that during the episode, but that's definitely something. Like, if you have a doctor that's like that, who is completely dismissive to the fact that you're sleeping 18 to 20 hours a day and still tired.
Yeah, or else anything that's wrong with you, where you're like, just like, wow, so you're just like, wait, if you come in and just like, oh, you're overweight, so obviously that's the problem. And you're like,
and it was like, it's like she said, like, well, first of all, she had two kids, but her child was four. Like, you and I have almost 4 year olds. We're tired, but
we're still working our jobs and living our life. If I'm sleeping 18 hours a day, I'm not functioning.
Yeah, you're not functioning at all. I'll just leave it with this last comment because I think it kind of sums up the episode really good. Precisely P says, as an OT and hospital worker, she's always empowering her patients to speak up when working with them. Physicians will blow in and out like the wind and not even stick around long enough to let the patients process what they've been told and be able to ask any follow-up questions. People need to feel empowered and know that healthcare goes both ways and that you as a patient have rights and privileges. So I think she made really, really good points. She said at the end of the day, patients and clients should feel empowered and be respected by their providers. The end goal is to obtain the care that they need in a productive and efficient way. And that's exactly how it should be. Like, you should feel really empowered to talk to your healthcare provider. Like, and if you're not, find someone else,
because your doctor patient relationship is a relationship and it's a collaboration. And as we've talked about with everything here, communication. Okay. If I don't feel comfortable, if I can't trust and communicate with you, I don't need to talk to you. And I don't think you can have every degree on your wall. You can have every certificate and all the awards. If your bedside manner sucks, you're not going to be my doctor.
No. So we encourage you, if you haven't listened to the episode, make sure that you go back and re-listen to it. It is episode 222, Fighting for Our Lives. We had a bunch of great resources in there about, we didn't even touch on it during Tasting Notes, but about how racism and inequality in healthcare affect Black and brown women. We didn't even get into that, but we did touch on it in the episode. So make sure that you check out that episode. Next week, we'll be replaying one of our favorite episodes. but until then, you can always have your wine glasses ready. Make sure that you like, rate, and review. I said that early. Make sure that you like, rate, and review the podcast. Subscribe. Rate and reviewing is the important part because it does help folks find the show.
Exactly.
Go ahead and like DM us on Instagram or share your comments about this episode. You can go back to the episode on Instagram and let us know how you feel about it still.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's up there.
Yeah, we love to hear from you guys. Or if you want to talk about it more, you can email us at hello@swellandsitpodcast.com. We are on Instagram at Swirl and Sip Podcast. We're available on all of your major podcast providers. And now I'll say it the right way. Make sure that you have your wine glasses for our next tasting notes.
Bye.